Hey guys, it's Friday, and we're wrapping up the book of Colossians today, chapter 4. It's a very short chapter here, and as we wrap up chapter 4 here, it's kind of what Paul typically does in his writings. He gives some final instructions and talks about specific people that some of them we've heard of and some of them we haven't. He gives those instructions to the church in Colossae. He mentions some of those people we're familiar with their names, like Barnabas and Mark. He says Dr. Luke. Well, who's Dr. Luke? Well, that is the author of the Gospel of Luke, not a disciple of Jesus, well, not one of the 12, but a contemporary. So if you remember, he wrote Luke and Acts. So he talks about them a little bit. But one thing I wanted to touch on today, and I'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow, is some clarification when it comes to reading about slavery and Paul and his view of slavery. Paul doesn't seem to anywhere in his writings condone slavery, and slavery was different then as it was early in America's history, though Paul does recognize that it is part of life at that time, and I'll give you a little bit more on that on Monday. Paul does, though, encourage slaves and masters to make Christ first. In fact, we'll see tomorrow as we head into the book of Philemon, and a lot of people call it Philemon, either way works for me. We will see tomorrow an interaction that Paul has concerning an escaped slave. In fact, we meet this escaped slave today in the fourth chapter of Colossians. In verse 9, he talks about Tychicus and talking about sending Tychicus to Colossae. And he says this in verse 9, he is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. I want you to make a mental note of this. I know you won't read and hear about this until Monday, but we met Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. What does one of you mean? It means that he is a follower of Christ. He was a slave that had apparently stolen from his master and then ran away. And that was a crime that under Roman law was punishable by death. But Onesimus had evidently met Paul, and through the ministry of Paul, this Onesimus had become a follower of Jesus. So that kind of sets the stage. Another to be continued for you as we head into the book of Philemon on Monday. Talk to you then.